Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another new episode of Bops and Bangers. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are here today to do some hot goss in hot the goss. Music industry. I feel like everything...
There's too much.
Everything started happening at once.
Yeah.
We've got the Doja Cat drama. We've got the Lil Wayne drama. We even have maybe a little Britney drama that we want to talk about that we were kind of hot gossiping about around the kitchen table earlier.
And then we've got a lot of fun TikToks to watch.
To supplement.
Yeah.
The hot.
To take in.
The hot goss.
Yeah.
So let's deep dive into this brand new episode. We're so excited. Do we have anything to share before we forget? Because we're really bad at that at the end. You know what I mean?
This comes out probably in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
From now.
Yeah.
And
you guys go to New York.
We're going to New York. Yes.
We're going to New York.
And we're
going to
be meeting up with some fellow girls.
Yes.
And it's going to be amazing. I'm really excited. I'm sure you guys will see pics on our social media about it. It's going to be a really good time. Also, we've got our merch on our website.
Always.
We have all of our artist interviews on YouTube. So make sure if you're not watching this on YouTube, you go hop on over to our YouTube, subscribe, share it. You know, we love all that. We love it.
Also, our Discord is popping.
Yes.
The girlies in there are really giving us some perfect recommendations.
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
All day, every day.
Yes.
They have playlists. They have dope tracks to drop.
Yeah.
They just got a really good music taste that really aligns with our own. So if you think we have good music taste, you should hop in our Discord and see what our girlies are chatting about.
It's just fun. It's just fun chats.
It's all I've wanted in life is to make like an instant message group of like back and forth music recommendations.
It's really funny because a year ago... I think it was over a year ago.
I think so too.
We tried to do a Discord.
Yes.
And it just,
We sucked.
It was kind of us.
We also didn't know how to use Discord.
Yeah. And we also just like, I think we weren't involved. But now we are. We are involved.
We are heavily involved.
And you'll find us on there. So if you want to chat with us, you should go join. Here in LA can just...
Let's dive in straight into some drama. Who do we want to talk? Let's talk about Lil Wayne first, because his is a little
It's a little quick.
It's a little quicker.
Okay, well, first off, to start with... Well, you started out with, I guess, what the
So what happened? Lil Wayne, he had a show scheduled in San Diego, which actually ended up getting rescheduled the next day. He did go on, but he was, I think, an hour and a half late to his set in San Diego.
He was late in San Diego.
Yeah.
Because he rescheduled his show. That's what I was going to bring up.
And
the San Diego show got rescheduled.
Oh, by the way, that he did not cancel or reschedule his show until like 2 hours before the show.
Oh.
Like something savage like that. So, obviously, the man goes from San Diego to LA. He plays an LA show. The door opened at 7. This woman said she got in and she started drinking. You're a Lil Wayne show.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to be drinking. This man was supposed to go on at 8 p.m.
So he had no openers.
He had no openers.
It's just Wayne.
It's just Lil
Wayne.
So it was supposed to start at 8 p.m. Man showed up at 10:40 p.m. So this chick was, she was like, I was
So was there
drunk.
Just a hype man the whole time?
There was nothing happening.
What?
So crazy.
It's nothing.
But he didn't have openers or anyone come out?
No openers. I'm sure there was like club music happening, you know, like background.
Oh no.
But everyone's kind of like sitting down. Their energy's a little pissed off, you know, and this man does like 2 to 3 songs and then like brings out 3 young rappers who are on his rap label who no one knows.
Yeah.
And everyone's just kind of like, okay. And then he gets back on stage and is like, y'all didn't show my boys enough love, peace. Ends his show.
It's so crazy.
2 fucking songs Lil Wayne sang and bounced out of there. Bye bye.
You don't do that in LA.
You don't do that to
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the comments had me rolling because there was one person who's like, yeah, what did you expect when his peak was 2016? I was like, fuck.
Well, here's
like, it's Lil Wayne.
I just like, it's such a bummer that like rap shows have such a stereotype of them always starting late. And then it never ceases to amaze me that it just keeps happening.
And like, with no like repercussions.
No. legitimately almost every single rap show I've been to, they are late. And there's always a hype man that's like, come on, let's get going. And you're like, we want to see the artist.
This is why I can't. And then they'd sing maybe 2 seconds of a song and then switch to their next song, Drake. I'm still so bitter about his Coachella performance. It hurts. I mean, it's like, I get it. It's hard, especially because in rap, there's so many collaborators and usually like multiple people on a song.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, okay, I get it. Hard to do live.
Yeah.
Fucking figure it out. Stop being diva. Stop being 3 hours late to a show. To
yeah, your like own people's show. Time.
Yeah, it's so, yes.
It's just rude.
It's rude. It's assuming all these people just have expendable time.
And money. They're and paying money. To be there.
It's a big fuck you to them. But that leads me into our next conversation of Doja Cat and Britney Spears. I mean, what happened in this
just
month?
Just conservatorships.
Well, just what is happening in this month of like artists? Maybe there's a moon in retrograde or something. But like artists have been really mean to their fans recently.
Yeah.
Like really mean to their fans.
It's intense.
It's intense.
Yeah, I don't understand. Well, you're talking about Doja Cat being mean to her fans.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's, you brought up before we started recording this like money thing. I don't know what that is. Because Doja, from my perspective, I followed her on Twitter for years. She's always talking shit to her fans.
Yeah, she's always talking shit in like a, you know, a Doja Cat kind of way.
Yeah.
She literally said that all the people who like the last two albums are essentially just
idiots. Yeah.
And that it was a cash grab. All the music she's done is essentially like a cash grab. And it's like, ma'am, so you're saying Moo, what that was going to be your, that's the only thing she has really left in her category, in her, you know, like discography that she's not telling, like, it's mean. It's mean to tell people that the music they created was basically like a fuck you.
Yeah.
And almost like a making fun of the people who like that music. And that just does not sit with
it's
me.
It's just, even if she's trying to be funny, it's like not funny.
Her humor is weird.
Yeah. I mean, she's always been kooky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's getting to a point where now it's just mean.
Yeah.
And I get it. That's her humor. That's how she like probably copes with being online as a celebrity.
Yes.
Well, then get offline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like at some point, someone needs to tell certain people to stop talking on the internet. Yeah. You know? Like there's a few. Like I was talking about Britney Spears. We need to tell Britney to calm it on the internet. You know?
Her internet story is strange.
Her internet story is set me down so many rabbit holes.
Yeah. And there's like so many conspiracy theories and weirdness. Like, because she does go away, but then she comes back with like old videos that she repurposes and posts again.
Yeah.
It's very spooky.
Did you see the one with the face?
No.
What? Where it's clearly someone else's face and Britney's face is like superimposed over her?
No.
What?
Like on her Instagram?
Yes. So the gist being that essentially someone is using an AI filter that...
The deep fake.
A deep fake, essentially, to pretend they're Britney Spears on...
Her social media?
On her social media because Britney's not...
There's so many things going around.
Not that she's dead or anything, but like that she just is incapable.
That doesn't make any sense. She's married to that guy who like constantly, he does post on social media. So he's just like lying. And like a lot of famous people went to their wedding.
No, I think that's all fine and dandy. I think right now, Britney is in either care or like a mental...
Oh my God.
Facility, because she's just acting a little like she's acting like she did before she shaved her head and, you know, raged against the machine at the gas station.
She did that because she was literally the paparazzi. It was so traumatic. Well,
that, and she was mentally ill.
Yeah.
Because of the trauma.
Yes.
Which I understand. But it's giving that energy again, you know, where it's like, oh, Britney, baby, we want you out of this conservatorship. But, like, you have to help yourself.
Yeah, I know.
And she has so many shitty people around her. Oh. But, like, even the way she, like, writes on the internet, even the way she, like, talks about her family now, it's just...
It's really sad, it's sad to, like, see a person that, like, has...
Had it all.
No, but just she never had, though, a person she could trust.
Never.
That is heartbreaking.
Everyone has single-handedly fucked her over.
Yeah.
Everyone. It's awful. It's every man in her life. Her family has fucked her. Like, it's... And I'm feel for her.
Yeah.
But I want her to get off the internet.
Yeah. I know. Like, if why would you post a deepfake video? Like, why would you just not post anything? That's what doesn't make sense to me. Like, she can go radio silent.
I think she likes to keep up appearance. Like, maybe her team wants her to keep up appearances.
Oh, God. We'll never know.
I will never know. There's so many Britney Spears conspiracy theories. Her book is supposed to come out, and I am absolutely reading that gossipy mag.
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. Tell me who did you wrong, their names, what they did. And the girl gang, the Britney girl gang.
Oh, they are
We'll get them. We'll get them.
God, it's just so insane. But that's kind of like going back to Doja Cat too. I just feel like the level of fame that these women get is just so insane and just kind of makes you go. Like if you had any kind of like empath in like vibe inside of you, like you're going to be eaten alive.
Oh, 1,000%.
So it's so terrifying.
It is.
And that's why like people that are super big, they don't really have
online.
Like Beyonce, Taylor Swift, they keep their shit very curated and very structured.
Yes.
And like they probably don't even touch social media ever.
Oh, I highly doubt
it. And like Doja Cat, she's doing lives every day. She's tweeting like every hour.
Yeah. She's connected to that phone.
She's connected. Yes. So it's like Britney. She's posts like 3 times a day. Yeah. Maybe her.
And like wild.
I can't imagine
things.
Our team ever being okay with. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like if you are that famous and then you're in, like Britney turned her comments off there for a minute.
She did because everyone's like, are you okay?
Yeah. And she was like, I'm okay. And then she just
We're like, blink if you're fine. You know?
Yeah.
And I get what you're saying. We kind of talked about it last week. Well, 2 episodes ago with the Met Gala criticism episode where it's like, there's no medium ground. No matter what you're doing wrong to somebody, quote unquote, somebody's going to be pissed off at you.
Yeah.
And that's fame. That's what comes with it.
To go back to the Met Gala thing, we kind of have to like readdress that because we didn't even talk about why people were pissed off about it.
There were multiple reasons. I didn't realize it was the
designer
Carl.
The designer they were like celebrating and like having the whole gala around was like a huge asshole.
Well, he's a racist,
homophobic,
sexist, transphobe, fat hater.
Yes, he's a horrible person.
Horrible person.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of celebrities weren't going.
Yes, yes. There are multiple. I think my whole layer was like, it's because everyone's slightly afraid to go to bigger events like that now.
Yeah.
Because you're so open to being fucking ripped to shreds. And maybe some people's mental health is not ready to handle that.
Yeah.
And fuck yeah, if that's like, also Karl Lagerfeld is a, Karl, yes.
I don't know.
Is a terrible human being.
Yeah. So but that makes more sense now.
Yes.
I'm
like,
why would celebrities be turning down going? I get it because it is a lot, but also like that's a bigger reason.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. But there are so many musicians at the Met Gala this year.
So many.
Like mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
well, that's probably why they had no idea because they don't know designers.
That's what I'm saying.
So they all went and had no idea.
Fashion girlies.
Because like Phoebe is like a huge like feminist power and she's like there doing that. She probably was like, oops.
That's what baffles me is why are you saying, that's a whole other thing.
But that is a girl gang, which we can even talk about Taylor Swift, how you were.
That is a girl gang. And Taylor Swift and Matt Healy. Taylor Swift being, you know, quiet about her beliefs on social media, which she's been chastised for. I chastise her for it all the time.
She did have a documentary where you can see that she does get sat, like...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then you see this documentary where she's like, no, Dad, please, I really want to... This is important to me. To post something political about Trump.
Here's the thing, to post political stuff, though. Mm-hmm. You literally, like, are opening yourself up to death threats.
Oh, yeah.
To a whole shit ton of stuff. No matter what you, if you say anything
yes.
on either side, yes. like you could get
killed
in danger.
Oh, yeah.
That's why her dad's like, wait, no, like you will get in danger.
Yeah.
Like, people are psychotic.
And I understand that. And I think the whole Trump era was really frustrating because we needed people to speak out against it.
Yeah.
And for me, it was like, okay, Taylor, if you're going to pretend to be an ally, like, my God, you have got to say something to your community.
Yeah.
You know, and that was my whole thing. Whatever. But to go then immediately date Matt Healy?
Well, are they dating?
Yes.
They are?
It's like hella confirmed.
She just broke up,
Dumois came out with it, and...
Who's Dumois?
The gossip.
It's a blind huge...
Blind item. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
It's fun.
It's really fun.
Get on it. You'll be sent into so many rabbit holes.
There's enough people saying that they are, and enough people seeing him at her shows. It doesn't matter if it's official or not. And somebody in the 1975 team anonymously wrote that every single one of the members are in relationships. And then she wrote again, every single one. And then, if you connect all the dots, all the videos between all of them saying the same lyrics to each other from show to show is giving too much. What are y'all besties?
Yeah.
No one's that close.
God, but...
It's weird. It's...
Because that is such a weird... Because he, right now, is, like, super problematic.
And has been.
Yeah, yeah.
You were saying it earlier. Yes. Yeah. You were like, wait, Matty Healy has been... a problem for a while.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
And that's my issue. It's like, Tay, we rebound with someone like, I don't know, who's the one dating Zendaya? The sweet...
Tom Holland.
Love him.
A sweet short king like him.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's who you go... That's who you bounce back from.
I don't get it.
Not the dirtiest looking man in existence. Like, I'm sorry, Matty Healy does not wash his hair. Or if he does, he over-greases.
Appearance aside.
Let's get back
to that. He says awful things.
Yeah, no, I'm going to tear into him because he deserves it.
Yeah, appearance aside, he's terrible. He's another person. Jamila.
Yeah, Jamila.
She said it, like, really perfectly of how, like, people just, like, exclude some cancelings and then they, like, cancel other people hard. It's such a weird annoyance that happens. Like,
yes.
If you're a certain person that people are waiting to pounce on and you went to the Met Gala, people would be so pissed off at you.
Mm-hmm.
But because, like, everyone idolizes, like, Phoebe Bridgers or someone like that, no one gives her any shit. And it's such, like, an annoying thing. And she mentioned that. Like, how can this happen? Like, this is why all this, like, shit is BS.
Yes. Well, think about it. It's because there are so many women who are in love with Matty Healy. Because they think he's attractive. And so, they're not going to cancel.
Well, he's also a rock star.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's more so.
Yeah, but they, you know, that's the connection they have. So, of course, they're not going to cancel him. You know what I mean? There's a level of, like... you know, just like looking away.
But that's why, like, everyone used to, like, not idolize celebrities anymore.
Agree.
Then, like, Taylor Swift speaking out in politics. Who the fuck cares what she thinks? Like, literally, she's just another person who is not a politician.
But also, therein lies the point of, like, okay, you're saying one thing, and your actions are proving something totally different by dating him. You know what I mean?
That's where they're hurtful together. That is weird.
It's weird. He seems way older, but I forget she's in her 30s with us. She's like our age.
My age. Yeah.
Yeah. I always forget
she's older.
That.
She's 89.
I just always think she's literally 12.
Yeah, no.
I don't know why.
She's older.
But I feel like Matty Healy, well, he's probably our age. Okay, so never mind. But I still feel like there's a different emotional maturity from both of them. I feel like Matty Healy has gotten on. She's got a lot.
I don't think we know anything.
I imagine her like 9 feet tall and him like maybe 3 feet tall. I don't know why. I just
she
see
does,
her like
she does
towering
get like very slender
him.
Tall.
Very yeah.
Slenderman.
Slender, yeah. Very Slenderman vibes in a sweet way.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about Maddie. I was
no.
He gives tiny Napoleon vibes. I saw him at the Belly Up.
Oh, yeah.
And I was right there. He is. They're all kind of small.
He's got a Napoleon complex. There we go.
Oh, that would make a lot of sense.
Well, no, he's a Nepo baby.
Matt Healy?
Yeah.
Who?
His parents are both musicians. I watched him talk when I was...
No!
Yeah, that's why he's like, I don't care about being famous. It's fucking stupid. I've been famous my whole life. Oh, no, his mom was on Big Brother.
No. Yeah. In England?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, so he grew up famous.
I'm going to have to Google this.
Oh.
So, like, he was a child that was always in the limelight. So, he's like, he doesn't give a fuck what people think about him because he's, like, kind of over it. So, that's
interesting.
Yeah.
Explains a lot about him.
And it, yeah. I mean,
minus the random kissing of girls in his fucking shows. That it's that shit that makes me so uncomfortable about him.
Yeah, I mean, he was on a podcast that he was, like, saying racist shit to.
Yeah.
He just isn't... If you don't care about anything, I guess then, like, all right, whatever, but...
He gives Oasis, the brothers of Oasis vibes.
Yo.
Like Liam and Noel Gallagher, how they just are raging assholes.
Yeah.
And they're just like, fuck it. You know? It's a British kind of mentality.
Yes,
almost,
it is. Yes.
Of just like, I don't give a fuck.
Because they're very dry.
Very. My so, people.
Yeah. I can't believe it. That is real about them dating. That's so crazy.
I know, the hot goss. See?
The hot goss. So, but they're all friends. That's like... Which is an interesting thing. But I think if you get to that level of fame, like, your friends are always going to be people that are also super famous.
They almost have to be. They have to be. Because they're the only ones who understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have to be.
Yeah.
You can't, like, have one of us, like, plebes come on there. And then
one of us peasants.
We're like,
bring
oh my
in
God.
The peasant.
We had, like, 50 people like our Instagram post.
Woo, woo. Yes, exactly. But bringing that all around to Doja Cat, once again, there's something happening with this, like, anger towards fans, and it's so misdirected, so misguided.
Well, I will say, it's been, like, 9 months ago, something fucking happened, because she's been, like, completely...
Yeah, the back tattoo.
And I don't know if it, like, stemmed from COVID.
Didn't she
have
surgery?
But her fame, like, she blew up during COVID.
Yeah, well, because of TikTok.
Like, I saw her at Snow Globe in Tahoe the end of 2019. And she was on a small-ass stage and there was not a lot of people.
I saw her open for Lizzo.
And literally...
She didn't even have a set when I saw her.
That's wild.
Yeah.
During COVID, like, Kiss Me More and all that shit, she fucking blew
TikTok,
up.
TikTok, man, that song went viral.
And she is online all the time.
She's an internet personality.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I read that she was like, she literally was raised on 4chan, which is a notoriously
trolling. And she
and
kind of does
she's
like
the
to
biggest
she
troll.
Does like to troll. She changed her name on Twitter to like cock, and then what's his name? Elon Musk made it so you couldn't change your Twitter name, and she was
and
like, please, can you change my name?
That shit's funny. That when her being like, I'm changing my rap name to blah blah. It was like, that shit's funny
but
to me.
That's the thing about her. I literally think she just tries to continue to be talked about. So she says outlandish shit.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, ugh. I mean, who does? But that's like kind of, she's an internet personality. Like, that's kind of who she is. She wants people
and
to be talking
of her
shit.
Fans.
She wants the controversy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
she goes on lives and she says weird ass shit. Whatever happened to that Stranger Things thing? Remember?
Oh my God. Oh God, yeah. She slid into one of their DMs.
Like a 12-year-old
yeah.
man.
She was like totally harassing him.
And like, can you hook me up
with
what's his face?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, he posted
called
about,
it out.
Called
yeah.
it out. But like, did he, like, did she, they talk about it? And then she was like, hey, you should post that. You know, like, there's so much behind the scenes
that's
with
true.
All this shit. That,
I know.
Because they have teams of PR.
I know. But honestly, I want someone to go to Doja and be like, you can attack anyone else, but stop attacking the people who buy your music.
Yeah. And maybe they will, because she did do a live where she was apologizing.
Oh, good. Okay.
And now the narrative's changed to Illuminati again, which...
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I always ask Sean, I'm like, what is the Illuminati? It's just like something thrown around now. But there, I know that for a fact, rich people have secret clubs that they do shit.
Yeah, they fucking do.
They'd be bored as hell, yeah.
And then celebrities, especially musicians, no offense, when they're like super famous.
No offense, all you famous musicians watching.
No, because you guys are emotional people. And then once you get that high up and you lose... You don't have anyone around you. You
that
join these clubs.
Reality.
100%.
Yeah.
They feed off of it.
Scientology.
Why
do you think
my
so
God.
Many famous people are Scientologists?
So many famous people
that you don't
are
even think about it.
Yeah.
That is a whole other episode. Because
let's talk about that.
Famous people in Scientology.
Yes. Wait. We should do a musicians in cults.
Yes! Oh! Write it down, Rach. Yep. We're brainstorming. We're brainstorming.
Oh my God, I would love that.
I think that's such an interesting, unique conversation because, like you've been talking about, we need to stop idolizing, you know, celebrities and musicians and all that stuff. And it's like, yeah, we shouldn't be like looking up to these wackadoodles who have no feet grounded in reality at some point.
Exactly. And also, like, God bless them, but they aren't politicians. Like, no. they don't know everything, the ins and outs of bills and what's going on.
No.
I was watching that. Have you seen that one? He's the redhead, kind of crazy. He, like, yells about politics on TikTok.
The redhead. Oh, my God. That sounds crazy, so that yell. I just get my under the desk gal.
Oh my God, this guy's hilarious. I'll send him to you because he always pops up because I love him. But he just did, he's in Philly and he just did a video about how he stitched Taylor Swift's concert, one of her nights, where like literally the stadium was 70,000 people and there was like 10,000 people outside the stadium.
Shut up.
Just singing and people are videoing it and like getting into it, and he stitches it and he's like, Taylor Swift's gonna be the next president.
Oh yeah,
because like, oh, he was, she like, ran. Hillary Clinton literally couldn't even fill the 10,000 that he literally next door. And then he was like, and Trump couldn't even fill like what, the airport. And he says there's a huge amount of people in it.
Yeah,
huge. Yeah. I was dying. It was so good.
But that's so true. It's like,
but she's not gonna be 35 next election.
Damn it. But that's how scary
it is. But that's how scary it is. Because how people idolize.
She could literally run for president and she would win because of the amount of Gen Z and millennials that fucking love her.
Yeah, and it, like, it doesn't matter what she says.
No.
That's the thing that concerns.
That's scary.
Yes.
I don't like that.
And I think that's why it's so much more stressful when she doesn't talk about politics and when she doesn't talk about these things, because the amount of change that she could, like, honestly propel is infuriating.
I think that's why we all wanted her to speak out, because she can change people's minds.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
But that goes back and forth, too. Like, do you want someone that doesn't really know talking about it? Mm-hmm.
Again, there's no middle ground.
There's none.
We've lost everyone, and I will mention, I have lost the plot and reality of what's good or bad at this point anyways, right? You know?
Yeah,
like, I'm not sitting here and being like, I am the moral ground of middle ground.
Yeah. I'm not asking her to be the goddamn spokesperson of women's rights.
Yeah, but just speak your mind.
But I'm just like, maybe just talk about how much influence you have. Maybe talk about...
Recognizing the influence
yes. would be nice.
Yeah, that's, and your peers, the people in your corner are like maybe 10 times more power. It's just crazy, just...
No, because she talks about Phoebe Bridgers or Lana Del Rey at her shows, and she doesn't talk about fucking up and comers.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting conversation.
Don't come after us.
But if you agree, come after us.
It's a hot goss topic.
It's a hot goss topic.
We'll be reaching out to her team. You know,
yeah.
For further comments.
Her PR team will
if
be
she's
turning
with Maddie,
us down.
I don't know. I don't get that. That's weird.
It's weird.
But anyways,
I digress.
Podcast song.
Let's jump into our feature song. This is a really fun one, guys. Let me pull on my little notes.
We got another like pop punk vibe.
We do. And
we're loving the alt pop.
Guys, the amount of pop punk that is, I say that in quotes just because it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Especially from females.
It's very like the alt pop and the pop punk.
They're blending together.
I love it. Yeah.
I know. It's really satisfying for my ears to always listen to, because it's like, oh, this is my childhood mixed with fresh.
Yes.
So it's like our dream come true.
I love it.
Nostalgia, freshness, meet each other. That is today's artist. Her name is Audrey Jansen. This is her debut single, and it is called, what did I say?
Forever.
Friends Forever. It's a really, really fun pop punk song, like we just said. She's a multi-instrumentalist. She was raised on what we just talked about, the kind of nostalgic emo pop punk of the early 2000s, which we lived so deeply.
I mean, it's ingrained in my veins.
Tattooed on my heart. That's such an emo thing.
It's tattooed on there, truly.
She's always enjoyed a wide variety of genres, but definitely loves the upbeat melodies, much like this song. It is just a quick pop, punk, bop.
Yeah. We're here for it. We love it. And we're so happy that she wanted to be featured on the podcast.
Yes. So thank you so much, Audrey. We really, really love your music. We hope you're going to come out with more soon. Right now, it's just that single on Spotify. So, girl.
To be continued.
To be continued. This is Audrey Jansen with her song, Friends Forever. You can stream it on all platforms. And we'll be right back to do our fun little TikTok break. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Enjoyed that beautiful little single. We're gonna hop into some fun TikToks. Let's go.
I did some deep diving.
Ashley's a great deep diver.
And I found some really random stuff, so buckle up.
Ooh, buckle up, baby. We all ready?
Have you seen Doja Cat's new tattoo? She initially posted this photo with this little bat emoji. And then this was the last photo.
I mean, it's a dope tattoo.
Then she took time to post the meaning of the tattoo. And this word right here, I mean. This was the top comment, pause and read. Bruh. And this was her response. Any questions?
Bloom, bloom.
Oh, I just thought it was
okay.
Cool.
I mean, like we just said, Doja Cat is in her own cult. It's the cult of Doja.
I think that her back tattoo is not as
deep
Illuminati-ish as the like the half humans that she has on her arms.
Oh.
Have you seen those?
Maybe not.
I have seen those.
I'm more thinking of like Doja Cat is of course just gonna get a like bat skeleton on her back because she's that weird. Like, oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, she has that one.
Oh God.
And then she has that one.
To each its own. You know, Oh, God. See, here's my thing.
I love you, Mark. Did you see him?
That's weird. I've seen those.
That's weird.
Look.
Like you were saying, I think she does this to piss people off.
Yeah, I really do think that.
Or, I mean, like, she got us chatting today.
Yeah. She got us chatting. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, a conversation is a conversation.
There is something to say. Look at.
Oh, God, that is
on her arms. Yeah, and then she has that.
Yeah, I know that one.
And then she just got this one.
Ma'am, you are on a tattoo spree.
Yeah, these are all new.
The spider one's weird. But again, I think she's just kind of a weird person.
Yeah,
no. She grew up on weird platforms. Like,
yeah, no, I think that that's 100% it. But yeah. I find it fascinating, and I think that it's so funny that people are
getting hot and bothered.
Yeah, just like everyone wants to try and figure someone out. So they're like, why is she doing
this? Oh, yeah.
She just fans the flames. Oh, yeah. She's like, I also got this back tattoo after she just did like those weird fucking things on her arms. And then she got another one with the spider in between like the circle. And it's like, she's just sending it.
She's really leaning in to her weirdness.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why. Maybe that's the excuse for all that she does. Yeah. But
it's like witchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoopy that.
Spoopy.
So spoopy. All right. Who are we going to next?
Let's go. Well, that's the funny one. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen this.
I know. I showed you last week.
Okay.
Do you want to watch it?
Yeah. Let's do it. Okay. Ready? It's so good. It's so good. I sent it to you. It's the screen.
The blue.
I know
you
changed the blue.
I want this as a song.
It's the no hold here.
This is a Red song!
Now he ate this up.
He's like laughing his ass off.
Like, Fred's just like, fuck.
Fred's like, no. Fred's like, wait, get him in the studio immediately. I think that's hysterical because that's exactly Fred.
Yeah. No, that's spot on.
And he's so good.
I know.
Whoever Cherish is, that's amazing. Such good marketing too. Yes. Just like,
so good.
It's so true. It's so accurate, but it highlights that dude's voice so well.
I know. It's so hilarious. Well. But that's exactly what Fred does, like, to people talking. And he turns into like a beautiful masterpiece and you're like, what?
The fucking high notes.
High voice, Fred. Yeah. I know.
I want you to see me, Fred. I'm right here.
I'm going to play around with that.
Play that shit,
make your voice
Fred.
Into a Fred song.
It's just my cackle.
Oh, my God.
That would be beautiful.
That would be beautiful. Just called Cackle, Kelsey's Lament.
Blue screen.
Blue screen.
Blue screen.
repeat.
Nice. Beautiful piece of work, truly.
And then you just coming in the solo, we're back.
Bass drops.
Okay. Should we just go in order now?
I don't know what that is, so sure, click it. Maybe it's a flop, maybe it's a...
it's 2 minutes,
Taylor,
ma'am.
Left us a pattern with a surprise song from Speak Now. If you look at this chart that I made, the pattern goes 5-5-13.
This is already psychotic. No,
okay, that's what I don't even want you to play the whole thing.
I can't.
I just want to
Once I heard Speak Now, I said...
No.
Once I saw that chart...
Okay, listen. My point of this was to show you how fucking nuts Taylor Swift fans are, because play like another second of it.
So the theory is... that every time it hits 5, she's gonna sing a Speak Now song. And every time it hits 13, it's gonna be a Speak Now song and something major. So she starts this pattern with Ours. 5 songs after that, she sings Speak Now. 5 songs after that, she sings Mean. And then 13 songs later, she sings Sparks Fly.
Y'all.
What?
What is going on?
Everyone's like looking into this too deeply. Rue, is this your debut on Bops and Bangers?
Oh, Rooster.
Rooster's first appearance.
Really?
I think so. She's never really been in the background.
I just wanted to say that and show you guys because I was like, this is next level.
Do we think Taylor Swift is really deep, like, deep Easter egging
her fans?
I
do know that she does do that. And she has a lot of fun with it.
But it's that book deal thing. Did you hear about that? a book that hasn't even been announced yet that people thought was going to be Taylor Swift's.
And yeah, everyone, and everyone sold it out on the pre-sale. Sold it out.
And it's BTS. It's not even Taylor. But they were like, it's because it's being released on the 13th and that's Taylor's
day. Yeah, and there was so many, I saw someone talking about it and I was like, that actually could be Taylor Swift. And then I was like, why would it, why?
But again, it's just like, do we think she thinks about that? I mean, I know she's a really, she has a really good marketing team. They're brilliant. They're very innovative. And they're
thinking all about it.
Yeah.
But,
but that is in its own fucking
people
world.
People are having fun with that. Whew. And it is, I just saw that and was like, this is insane.
Yeah. It is like a cult. It's a cult.
It just says people are invested, and that takes a lot of time. That's what they're spending time.
Like, I bet you there's shared spreadsheets in the Swiftie groups, you know, of like everyone's break down every song she plays. I'd be like, please, I don't want to do that. Don't make me. Don't make me.
There are shared, for sure.
Okay.
What's the most iconic Bay Area dance? This is just
kind of fun.
Oh, easy. The Brookfield. The Brookfield. You don't know about it, you don't know about dancing in the Bay.
Well, this man's hair.
What's
though?
The most iconic Bay Area dance?
Oh, I love this.
I ain't gonna lie, you damn near can say the bird by Mac Dick.
The bird.
Be like super stiff. Be like, glasses on.
That's actually impressive.
This one's good.
What's the most iconic Bay Area dance move?
Oh, it's the cliff, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can we see that real quick?
Yeah, bro. Hold on.
Just whips it out.
This is so good. Swoop.
The swoop. Coming out of Castlemont High School.
High school.
Hey.
So that's it. So they kind of do it both sides.
Uh-huh. What's the most iconic don't play with them. Dance move?
Arguably the smeeze or the thizzle dance. All right.
Smeeze
this is
round
the
two.
Dance
I told
right
you.
Here.
Thizzle dance, we know.
We all know the thizzle.
And then this is the smeeze.
I love the smeeze.
The mobby.
I could do the mobby.
I just thought that was a fun little...
I love that. The smeeze.
The Bay Area dance moves, guys. If you ever go clubbing.
What are the San Diego dance moves?
I don't know.
Even start none. We don't dance. Let's go.
Oh, this is it.
I think I can prove that Spotify is ripping my most popular new playlist. So about a month ago, I started talking about Stutter House, this new vibe of house music that kind of has this tremolo effect.
Friday night. Oh, I love
and
that.
I was posting about it a few times and I made a new playlist for it. Spotify has a new playlist called Emotional Dance. In the description of Emotional Dance, it's what in the stutter slash rainy slash tremolo house did I just create? And my caption for my playlist used to be tremolo house. What's interesting is I kind of set a trap in my playlist where I added a song called Friday Night by Orbit. And it's not a dance song. And I put it in my Stutter House playlist knowing that it wasn't a dance song, but I love the song and it has that kind of like stutter effect in it. And then I go to theirs and the last song is Friday Night by Orbit and it's not a dance song. So why would Spotify add a non-dance track into an emotional dance playlist about Stutter House music? So that was my first clue where I was like, I think they're ripping my playlist. I applied at Spotify forever trying to work there and everything and I never got an email back. I even went to the point where I made a fake Spotify commercial about playlists just to get their attention and that didn't work. Nobody was calling it Stutter House before me. Like I just like picked Stutter, so I feel like I kind of coined it, but that's my playlist name and then now people are also using it. So
dude, I know
I am with this man.
Yeah,
what
that's actually crazy.
That is to set a trap like that too.
I know,
I'm obsessed.
He said every song from his playlist is on that playlist. Whoops.
That's the thing, is I feel like the algorithm, the editorial playlist, who the fuck puts them together? Really? They're the editorial playlist?
They're not even good.
No, they're...
I hate saying that.
No! There are a few that are good.
There's like, something. Lorem is a banger.
Lorem is so good.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, people work there for sure.
They do. I just...
Also, I think AI helps a lot now.
I feel like AI...
They've been using AI for forever because we all get our own like release
radar. Yeah, daily
radar
news, right. Daily mixes.
Yes.
Yeah, there's like seven of them.
Yeah.
You're like, that's aggressive, guys.
Yeah.
But I think that's really interesting because I feel like Spotify probably... does a little diving 100%. Into, like, you know, music discovery.
Well, I mean, if you like an artist and then you click on him, like this guy, he's pretty big on TikTok, so I'm sure he has a lot of followers on his playlist. So that would come up as like a playlist that it's featured on.
Yes.
So then you would look at that, and then you could take those songs. And that's why.
But the whole playlist.
Yeah, that's no shame. That's Spotify. No shame.
With
Spotify.
Your cheese.
With your chest.
With your chest. Spotify.
Damn.
Especially the not dance like that.
That's what's so good. Yeah.
One of these days we're gonna do the same to Spotify and be like, gotcha.
Yeah.
Because they do partner with some creators.
They do.
So that's where they've just never been reached out to.
Also, Stutterhouse. Also, that fucking
song.
But the little commercial he made.
Oh, I know. So sweet.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
Someone find this man.
Someone find this man. Have him hired at Girl Music.
Yeah.
Do you want a job at Girl Music?
Do you want a job at Girl Music? Fuck Spotify. Fuck Spotify.
So many people are like, well, I wanted a job.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Just kidding.
Make us a commercial. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Oh, I already love this girl's hair. Annoying TikTok music culture is a labor issue.
Videos where somebody is like, did I just write the song of the summer? And, you know, they're like, they're sitting in their car and they play it for you. We've all seen those videos. And I feel like there's kind of a public consensus now that those videos are kind of annoying, or at least, you know, there's kind of a public agreement to make fun of them. And to be fair, they are annoying, or they definitely can be when you see like 25 of them back to back. But I have a little bit of a different perspective because I used to be a music journalist. And something that I think is really interesting that's happening here is that for the first time, kind of, the consumer is being forced to see labor that has always existed, but that they were never really expected to see. Because traditionally, in an ideal world, an artist will get signed to a record label for being good, and then it becomes the record label's job to promote that artist's music to the public, usually through music media. So when I was a music writer, in the springtime, I would get literally hundreds of emails a day saying, this artist just wrote the song of the summer. Listen to this song. This is the song of the summer. You could get like 20 emails about one artist over the course of a week. And then you would like, you know, find the strongest pitches, listen to the music, pick some of it to write about to your magazine's audience. And that's always been how it works. There's always been, and I say this with love, you know, like kind of a shameless promotional machine going on behind the scenes of the music industry. It was somebody's job working at a record label to make the pitch, to do the marketing, and then it was somebody's job, usually working at like a magazine, to sift through all the pitches and decide what's good. But now that entire media landscape has kind of collapsed and the music industry has completely transformed, now a lot of that labor, more than really ever before, I think, is expected to be done by artists, unpaid, direct to consumer. That's great for the consumer in some ways, because now you can like pretty easily find a much wider variety of music than you could have easily found 50 years ago. But there's also this weird flip side, where now instead of somebody like me getting paid by the hour to sift through hundreds of pitches about the song of the summer, all of those pitches are going direct to consumer, and it becomes the consumer's job to sift through them, which evidently a lot of people really don't like. And now that shameless promotional machine that used to be very behind closed doors is now very much in your face, and you're participating in it. I don't have any answers. The industry isn't changing back anytime soon, but I think that whole dynamic is really interesting, and I think there's like just a lot more to it than people maybe think.
She just did the damn thing. Wrapped that, all my thoughts.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to watch that.
Thank you. That blew my mind.
Yeah.
That's my thesis.
Yeah, because literally she worked in the industry before, like TikTok. I just find it to be interesting that I think like before, exactly right what she's saying.
Yes.
And that's why music blogs are dying.
Yes, that's right.
Because you can't get paid anymore. Written words kind of dying. Exactly what we were talking about before we went podcasted today.
See, Rue, I know. Rue, tell the people why traditional marketing has died. Ow. Do you want a treat? Oh, woo. Can you woo for the camera? She's like, I'm trying. She's just a baby, and by baby, she's two. But I think that's really just, that makes me feel so much better, because I feel like when we do PR, traditional marketing has just really died, and a lot of people are still holding on to it.
There we go. Yay.
That was a good one. One more. Can you wait? Ooh. That was perfect. High five, baby.
You're such a good
person. That was so good.
But yes.
But I mean, I think that's the whole thing, is traditional marketing is dead. Rue agrees. I know. She's getting sassy now. All this to say, again, traditional marketing has just died. And there is no middleman between music and consumer.
Yeah.
There isn't.
It's just...
It's all of us. Yeah. It's labor on us and we are tired.
Yeah.
We're not. We love it. We love our tired. Job. We're tired.
But yeah, it's a very interesting like thing to talk about when it comes to, because we know like musicians are tired.
Oh, we're all tired in and the industry, just, like, I think.
Just being online all the time is fucking exhausting and a lot of people don't want to do it.
Exactly.
So it is an interesting, like, what's next?
It's been making me a little nervous. You know, just because we are so involved in the music industry.
Yeah.
It's like we have to go with the flow of things instead yes. of deviate and do our own thing because we are so at the mercy of yep. two people, the artist and then the consumer.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
We can't really like be innovators in
We can always be an innovator.
We can always be, but not in the way of like, that's going to radicalize the music industry. Yeah. Because the music industry is just run
by... Well, tech is radicalizing it.
Yes. Tech yeah. and men.
Well, yeah.
No, think about it. Like the record label, you know, everything like that. They have the power to shift the music industry.
Yes.
They choose not to.
Yeah.
So we're all stuck trying to like hit our head against a wall.
Yeah.
And no one will move with it. It's interesting.
Well, people are going to have to move because that the tech is shifting it.
Yeah.
That's honestly what's happening.
Yeah, with AI for sure. Yeah.
Like, it's just all going to change. I mean, in the end, like, record labels are quaking in their boots.
I hope they are.
Like, big ones.
I hope so.
Because it's just...
Yeah. Well, because now you're seeing the idolization almost of, like, small boutique
yeah.
kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can't... I mean,
it's more personalized.
The idea of, yes, there are big celebrities,
yeah.
but that's why I think there's only a few of them.
Yes.
And then everyone's now in their little pockets of smaller communities.
Yes.
That's what's happening.
Where they can get a pretty big fan base.
Yes.
Even though they're in a smaller yeah. niche, you know, and so they're famous by their
yeah.
own right.
It's not just like how it used to be where like, no. oh yeah, everyone would pitch one news article and then those people that got spotlight, they would actually like blow up
exactly.
instantly.
Exactly. It's yeah. now, what's a TikTok? Yeah. You know, it's like, who's just going viral right now for some weird 30 seconds of a song?
Yeah.
It's so interesting, y'all.
It is.
Music thesis is thesi. Music theses with your girls.
Yeah.
Kelsey
Getting
and
deep with it.
Getting deep in the thesi.
But anyways, that's all we got for you.
Thank you for that wonderful smattering of TikToks.
You're welcome.
I loved every second yeah, of them.
You're welcome.
Thank you all so much for joining us on our ranting journey.
Yeah, that was an event.
It was a conversation.
Yeah.
It was a good conversation.
We're just bringing it up.
We Good just touch base.
People need to talk about
touching the we base. Have feelings. We have ideas. Mm-hmm. We have thesi. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go to bed now.
We're going to New York, y'all.
We're going to New York.
We'll catch you later. We girls got a pack.
Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Bops and Bangers. You can find us everywhere at Girl Music. Please subscribe to our YouTube page. Share and like with your friends.
Yeah.
Share with your friends. Like it. Subscribe because we have a lot more coming at you this year. This summer.
Yep.
We've got big things planned. Yeah. So come hang out with us.
We love you guys.
Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.